From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. After Tuesday's unrest in Venezuela, expats here gathered at a Doral church to ponder the ongoing crisis in their native country. WLRN spoke with many of those Venezuelans and found a surprising degree of optimism. Early in the morning, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido had called on the country's military to overthrow authoritarian President Nicolas Maduro. That led to violent clashes between Maduro forces and rebel soldiers, but not the massive armed forces uprising Venezuelan expats here hoped for. Many of those Venezuelans came to Our Lady of Guadalupe Roman Catholic Church in Doral to pray for Venezuela's return to democracy. The mood was somber, but also upbeat. Caracas native and Doral architect Daniel Valencia said he thought Maduro looked weakened.
Well, I think that finally we got the support from the military, a big change. I think Maduro is right now in a small spot and everybody's coming around him that wants him to leave.
Former Professor Daisy Ledesma said the lesson Venezuelans should take from the day's events is that regime change will take time and work.
It's something that has to go step by step. So today was very important. It's working. There's not as much military with Guaido as we would like, but the military are getting into Guaido's side.
The U.S. and some 50 other countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.